But I do want to give a little history for a lot of the folks that haven't spent a lot of time in this area. You know, there's a lot of talk about privacy laws, and it's, you know, a new area and a lot happening right now. But it does have some history, particularly in California. You know, California back in 2003 enacted CalOPA, which was a really early not fully comprehensive, but aimed at being somewhat comprehensive privacy law. And this was really one of the first laws that was a broad privacy policy requirement specifically. And this has been updated a couple of times. This is the law where you see some of the updates in different people's privacy policies. We talk about do not track. You talk about tracking people's movement across different websites. A lot of that goes back to this original 2003 California law. So it does have more of a history than just kind of the recent enactions. And then the big movement in the U.S. Was CCPA, which went into effect at the beginning of last year. There's been a lot of discussion about this. This was really the first, you know, big comprehensive privacy law in the U.S. California took the lead on this. They've been a leader in sort of consumer data protection, as I mentioned, since 2003. But this was really the first of its kind in the U.S. to get passed. And there were several different drafts. We waited on implementing regulations that had a lot of the specifics, and those came out towards the end of last year. And so a lot of this is still relatively new. It is in effect. And so companies do have obligations if you're subject to or covered by CCPA. It is in effect. And so you need to pay attention to this. But like I said, it is pretty new. And so a lot of this is still kind of being fleshed out on the fly. And CCPA, you know, we're not going to go into a ton of detail about what's in it, but it does have specific provisions about consumer data rights, the right of access, right of deletion, portability, and opt-out. Some of these concepts came over from Europe's GDPR. There's a limited private right of action in CCPA, and that's really specific to breach issues. It's not for any sort of technical noncompliance. And then, of course, you have additional notice and transparency requirements on businesses that are subject to this law, and a prohibition on discrimination, which, again, is kind of more of a European GDPR concept that's now making its way over to the States. And this law got a lot of interest because you know, it has a pretty broad scope, both in terms of, you know, how it defines personal data and its jurisdictional scope. You know, there's a lot of businesses that are not based in California that would fall under this act, based on the jurisdictional threshold. And so CCPA really kicked off a wave of interest in the state privacy laws. There were some pretty important amendments decided late in the game. You know, one was with respect to employee data, and another with respect to business data, because these were areas where industry was really concerned. You know, how do we deal with some of these issues of deletion and consent when we're talking about employees? And what, you know, how do we deal with all these obligations when we're dealing with someone in a B2B context? And yes, it's personal information because it has their name, but really we're transacting with them on respect to their business capacity. So there were some important amendments to make it a little more palatable on businesses. But that was not the end. Now we have California recently updated CCPA to the California Privacy Rights Act, which was dubbed by some as CCPA 2.0. And this was this got on the ballot in California and was actually approved by California voters on November 3rd of last year. And so this has been approved by voters and will become law as written. And it's interesting that it's largely overlaps with CCPA, but has a lot of tweaks and additional requirements. And one important additional requirement is that it establishes a new agency that has the authority to adopt regulations on a range of these privacy issues. And that's the California Privacy Protection Agency, CalPPA. And actually, the update on that is in March of this year, so a little over a month ago, California formed its inaugural board of the Cal Privacy Protection Agency. And so this slide is a little dated because this is all very much moving forward and was approved into law. So it's important, you know, just when companies are sort of getting compliant with and understanding the obligations of CCPA, now we have this sort of wrench thrown in the whole process of, you know, CPRA coming into effect. And it will come into effect on the beginning of 2023. So there is a little bit of time to flesh some of this out. But reminder, you know, CCPA is in effect while we're waiting on this new California Privacy Rights Act to go into effect. And like I said, there's a lot of overlap. And so if you've already started your CCPA compliance program, that will be helpful for this. But there are some differences, including, you know, some of the definitions of covered businesses and the different scope of what draws you under this law has changed. There's a new category of sensitive personal information that was really absent from CCPA, but is similar to what companies in Europe and those subject to GDPR were dealing with.